And that is just one of the very powerful, magical things about storytelling, is you can inspire people and transform them through a great story.
That's Matthew Lunn, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Matthew Lunn is a writer, story branding consultant, and keynote speaker with over 25 years' experience at Pixar Animation Studios, with story credits including the Toy Story and Monsters, Inc. franchises, Finding Nemo, Up, Cars, and Ratatouille. Along with his work in Hollywood, Lunn trains CEOs, marketing teams, directors, and professionals on how to craft stories. He joins us to talk about his book, The Best Story Wins: How to Leverage Hollywood Storytelling in Business and Beyond. Matthew, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, this book is all about stories, and you write that all people crave stories. So why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I think this has been going on for a long time, right? All the way back to when we were sitting in a cave around a fire telling a story to one another. Storytelling is for entertainment. It's also for sharing information. And I think most importantly, it's for inspiring people. And we as people, we long to find significance in our lives and to be able to find meaning in things like life and death and love and love lost. And that is why we continue to crave and love stories.
And as you mentioned, we think of stories for entertainment, but also passing along information. So is that why it's important for businesses and brands to embrace storytelling as a way of connecting with their customers?
There's a couple of reasons why it's important for businesses to embrace storytelling. One is there's a science to storytelling. We know, it has been proven, that when you share a story or a metaphor around a piece of information, maybe some dry data and statistics, people's memory increases. People will remember the information you share 22 times better if there's a story wrapped around it. And the second thing is, we also know that when you share a metaphor or a story around your product, you, your company, you make a personal connection with people. It feels more authentic. People remember you and the product, the service, even better. And then the third thing is, as we all know, especially from a Pixar film, a great story can impact your emotions. It can make you laugh. It can make you cry. It can inspire you. And wouldn't it be great in the business world, and this is possible, if you could deliver a pitch, a presentation to your consumers or to your team that really impacted their emotions? And that is the best way to lead people to action, is to tell a story that is memorable, personal, and impactful.
It sounds like telling a good story is not only good for your customers, but also builds the morale within the business. It gives you, as a business person, a better sense of what you're all about and what your company is trying to accomplish in the world.
Absolutely. At Pixar, we had a movie come out a while ago. It was called Finding Dory, right? It was all about that blue fish from Finding Nemo who's trying to find her place in the world. And how many times do we, as employees working in a company, want to know what is our place in the company? And when your company is not able to share their story, their passion, what they're about, it's really hard for employees to know how they fit in. And so being able to know and share the story of your company, why we're doing what we're doing, it boosts morale. Everybody loves to feel like there is a reason for them to be at work. They have a purpose. And I really feel that the best companies out there are the ones that were started because there was a purpose, a goal. Somebody strived to make the world a better place or be able to do things better, so that they could have more time with their family and friends, or be healthier, or have financial freedom. So when you are putting together a story around your company or product or service, there has to be a passion there that you really do believe that this is going to make people's lives better, and let me share with you why. And that's where a great story helps you share that message.
Well, if someone wants to share a story, as someone in your position knows, there are sort of good ways and not so good ways to tell a story. So tell us a bit about story structure and why that is important. Sure. And how people can use that to effectively share their story.
I think most people in the business world know at this point that storytelling is one of the most powerful tools you have to be able to make an authentic connection with people. But people don't know how to craft and deliver a story. You know, when we were in school, high school, even in college, we learned about rising action and falling action. We learned about act one and two and three. But there are really solid techniques that we use in Hollywood that make people follow a hero on a journey, the hero being the main character in the story. And the story structure is the journey, the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, the tension and release that take you through a beginning, a middle, and an end. And if you go and you watch the best TED Talks, the best presentations out there, you're going to see that those best talks and TED Talks, they follow a structure that has a beginning, a middle, and an end, a setup, a build, and a payoff. And what we can learn from story structure, from Shakespeare to Spielberg to all the great storytellers out there, you'll see that all of them use a solid structure that has a beginning, middle, and end.
In your book, you talk about the storytelling spine that will help people figure out how to communicate their story. Tell us more about that.
Sure. So, just to give you a little bit of background, my family have all been in business for a long time. My great-great-grandparents started a toy store in San Francisco that my grandparents took over, that my parents took over, that I have a part of as well. It's the oldest toy store in San Francisco. And I have been surrounded by business owners and business people my whole life. But I've always had a love also for art and creativity and storytelling. And the whole reason I put together this book, The Best Story Wins, is to be able to help small and big business owners, to be able to help people in marketing and sales. And when I would hold seminars and I would give keynotes and workshops, and I would start to give the very kind of dry analytical way to use story structure like we do in Hollywood, I could see people's faces, eyes starting to glaze over. And so I put together this really simple an effective tool called the story spine. And the story spine allows you to take any moment from your life or any topic. It could be the first car you ever got or the first job you ever got, or if you're wanting to share a metaphor to be able to explain a bigger principle like over leveraging or teamwork or innovation. And the story spine is very simple. It goes back to how we told stories when we were kids. And if we remember, most of our stories started off with once upon a time. And then we would continue on with our story. We'd say, and every day until one day, and because of that. And the story spine simply is a list of about 9 prompts that start off with once upon a time, dot, dot, dot. And you fill in the rest of that sentence. And the great thing is, you will be able to recall moments from your life, like your first car, and you'll be able to put together a story that has a beginning, middle, and an end with those story spine prompts. And at the end of the story, when you put it together, you're going to see there's a message, there's a takeaway. The takeaway could be that with hard work comes big rewards. But you're going to see that, wow, I could use that story I just put together about my first car to be able to inspire my team at work, that if we work hard, there's going to be big rewards. And like I said, stories make information more memorable. People are going to remember that story that you shared that had the takeaway message of a more, of a topic or of a subject that you're trying to get across to people. It's the best business people, artists, politicians, They use this tactic all the time, and it works. I mean, we shouldn't even say it's a tactic. It's a skill, and it really works.
I'm talking with Matthew Lund. The book is The Best Story Wins. And one of the things you talk about in the book is the way in which characters influence our decisions in real life. And this could be a real character or it could be a fictional character. But tell us more about how these stories and these characters influence the decisions we make.
Sure. You know, I think all of us would agree that for most of us, we don't like to change. We don't wake up in the morning and say, you know, today I'm going to stop smoking, or I'm going to start going to the gym, or I'm going to, you know, whatever it is. We don't wake up in the morning just voluntarily saying, I'm going to change. Usually what happens is you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you you have high blood pressure, or you start to have chest pain, or there's something that happens to you that either forces you or motivates you and hopefully inspires you to change. Now, in storytelling for many, many years, the whole thing that goes on in story is there's a hero on a journey and the hero learns something. And what the hero learns, maybe to have more courage in their life or to care more for people, when the story is done well, we leave the film or the book or the story being shared to us by a person, thinking about our own lives and going, you know, maybe I should exercise more, or maybe I should spend more time with my family. A great story is all about a hero going through a transformation, and that transformation inspires the listener. And that is just one of the very powerful, magical things about storytelling is you can inspire people and transform them through a great story.
Matthew, before we wrap up this discussion, tell us a little bit more about your inspiration for this book and why you wanted to write it.
Well, one of the unique things about this book is somebody who loves story and has worked on a number of different films. You know, I have read a lot of books on storytelling. And through my career at Pixar, working on 10 films as one of the writers, one of the story team, I always longed for a book that would help people in the business world, people in marketing, sales, that was written by somebody who actually wrote on films. And there isn't one out there. Even though I worked on the Pixar films, I like them as well. And I think most of us would agree that Pixar has done a very good job at crafting some very classic and memorable stories. The techniques that we use to create those films, that's what's in the book. So I share those techniques that I helped develop at Pixar, but not just for filmmakers, but I ended up putting in those case studies of when I would work with different businesses to be able to tell their brand story or make a marketing pitch. So this is really the first book of its kind that is written by somebody that is a writer in Hollywood for people in business. So it's been a passion project of mine to put this book together. I'm happy it's finally out there now.
Well, Matthew, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Matthew Lund's book is The Best Story Wins, How to Leverage Hollywood Storytelling in Business and Beyond. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. On Facebook, you'll find us at KPR Conversations. That's all one word. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. And you can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.